When It's Hard to Wait on the Lord, written by Ann Peterson and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You would be hard-pressed to find someone who is not tired of going through this pandemic. We wake up tired. And when we sleep, sometimes it's interrupted sleep. Are you feeling weary today? In God's word, we are promised a renewal of our strength. We will be able to soar like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not be faint. But we have to know where to get this renewal. It's not found in our own strength, but only when we hope in the Lord. David told us to be strong. Let our hearts take courage and wait for the Lord. Isaiah tells us God is waiting to be gracious to us. He's waiting to have compassion on us. And when we wait for him, we are blessed. But waiting on God is not easy. We have a tendency to do things in our own strength. The world tells us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, and we try. Paul tells us we should keep in step with the Spirit, since we live by the Spirit. But we get impatient, wanting things to happen by our timetables. When I was younger in the Lord, I would try and remind God when things were taking too long. God showed me his ways, and his thoughts are much higher than mine. God answers our prayers because of his unfailing love. A father's love understands his children and always wants what's best for them. Waiting and hoping in the Lord is something we grow into. As new Christ followers, we believe God can do anything. But somewhere along the way, we start believing we should have a hand in things. After walking with God for many years now, I've seen numerous answers to prayer. But sometimes those answers are no, or not yet. We grow through our trials. We learn that God is who he claims to be. And eventually, we learn to trust God's character more than what he can do for us. That's what maturity is. I remember coming across the verse, Psalm 84:11. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. It was a liberating day for me. God has his reasons for saying no or saying wait. Sometimes God will graciously show me how what I was asking for would not have been good for me. But even without that, I have grown to accept God's decisions. His ways and thoughts truly are higher than mine. Waiting on God is not cumbersome, but instead, it's a privilege. It's an opportunity to flex our faith muscles. And if you want to really stretch them, I challenge you to praise God even when you receive a no. God is not praiseworthy because he answers our prayers. He is always worthy of praise. What challenges are you facing right now? Let me encourage you to wait on the Lord. Then, when he renews your strength, go ahead and soar.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.